This research was carried out by Heritage Bank, and the General Manager of Marketing for Heritage Bank, Jane Calder, joins us on the line now. Good morning to you, Jane.
Good morning, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm a little disturbed, I've got to say. I can't understand why there would be a gap between what the boys and the girls are getting paid.
Well, I must admit, according to our research, girls on average are paid around about $10.60 a week, and boys paid around $11.80. And I think what's encouraging is that gender pay gap has actually dropped a little since the similar Heritage Bank survey we did 2 years ago. So at least that's an encouraging sign. But in terms of the reasons why, we were wondering whether it's do they drive a harder bargain when it actually comes to pay, or when you actually look at what the main reasons people are actually given pocket money for, which is things like making beds or doing the washing up or looking after the pets, do they actually need more motivation to complete those chores? So in terms of the specifics as to why they're getting paid more than the girls, we're not sure, but there's a couple of thoughts that we had.
So, but is it a case of, say, you've got Jimmy and Wendy, and Jimmy unstacks the dishwasher and gets $3, but if Wendy unstacks the dishwasher, she gets $2. Is that the sort of thing we're talking about here?
I think it's overall averages, to be quite honest, Tony. Mm. So it's as well as a gender pay gap, there's also a difference between state, with New South Wales children being paid on average more than Queensland, which is the lowest, and Victoria, where you are, pretty much on average at around about $11.20 per week for Victorian children under 12.
So as part of your research, did you go through the sort of jobs and what they're paying?
Not in terms of the actual jobs, but what children are actually doing to get their pocket money. It's interesting. There's much more of a focus on actually chores being completed rather than just children being given pocket money for not actually doing any chores. So we found that, you know, the most popular chore that people are paid for is making beds, followed by washing up, followed by looking after the pets. So I think that's encouraging, is that the parents are actually suggesting that their children need to actually work and do some day-to-day chores to earn their money rather than just being given money for doing nothing.
All right, Jane, look, it's a fascinating survey, I've got to say, because I don't think it's something that we ever considered we'd be talking about, the fact that boys get paid more than girls, you know, when they're kids, for doing stuff around the house. But thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Jane Calder joining us there. She's the General Manager of Marketing for Heritage Bank, which carried out this survey.